The grace of God is wonderful, but it is not an indulgence that allows us to live any way we want, an indulgence that allows us to remain in our sins. Repentance involves a turning away from sin, a leaving behind of ungodliness, and walking in the grace of God. This is how the Apostle Paul put it in Titus, the second chapter in the 11th verse. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. You see, the grace of God teaches us to leave sin behind, that we should deny ungodliness and all those lusts of the world that are continually coming our way, and that we should live soberly. That literally means what it says, sober as in opposition to drunken or drugged, and to live righteously, doing the right thing, and godly, following God's will in this present age. In this present age, in the time that we live with all of its temptations, all of its pressures, everything that wants to pull us away from God, we are to stay turned toward God and deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. And God will help us as we do that, and as we live a life as people who are special unto God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you that you teach me how I should walk. And I need the Holy Spirit and the grace that you provide so that I may walk as you wish me to. For I really can't do that on my own without you. But with you, I can do all things, Lord. Help me to live soberly, righteously, and godly today. In Jesus' name, amen.